This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta Astars. When Ileana Rocha got the news that she just won the Donald Hall Prize for Poetry, she was floored. She hadn't even realized that she was a finalist. The Western Michigan University doctoral student in English has had a memorable year. Her award-winning poetry collection, Karankawa, was just published by the University of Pittsburgh Press, and her work was chosen for the Best New Poets 2014. Rocha reads the title poem from her book and talks about the nearly forgotten Karankawa tribe of Native Americans.
Karankawa, it's 1993, and you haven't died yet. In fact, you have a little bit of time, about a decade. I know we are getting closer to you when we follow the road as it curves, like when the lower back meets the ass. The concrete musculature of Lake Jackson, a city built on the bones of the Karankawa, who drank the hurricane's maroons, escaped from their enemies' aortas like a Bud Light. The sound of an aluminum can crushed against the forehead. A metal sign announces itself. Population 25,357.
Ileana, you're already something of a poetry superstar. This is your first collection, not to put the pressure on. But I'm looking forward to the follow-up act because you've had a wonderful debut here. You've already started with an award, the Donald Hall Prize for Poetry. Some may know it as the AWP Prize. Tell us a little bit about this prize and how that all came about.
Beginning writers really depend on these book prizes for us to kind of break out into the market. And so I think I had this collection out in contest for about a year. And I didn't even know that I was a finalist for this prize. And I was actually getting ready for work. And I got a phone call from Sapria at AWP. And she was like, "Are you driving?" And I was like, "No, I'm not driving. I'm good. I was just at home." And so she was like, "Well, you won the Donald Hall Prize." And, you know, when you encounter like such a shock, you kind of temporarily go deaf. So I wasn't really sure what exactly I was trying to process information, because I didn't even know that I had been a finalist. So I wasn't prepared at all for that kind of news.
That is wonderful. And tell us about the name of the collection, because I think a lot of people, and that's maybe why you chose it, Karankawa. Tell us what that is.
The Karankawa Indians lived in the region of Texas where I grew up. And the impetus for the collection was the passing of my aunt. And she lived also in that area of South Texas. So I started to do a little bit of research about them. And one of the things I noticed is that they had been kind of subjected to these false myths. So people kind of felt it was appropriate to go in and fill those gaps in their history. So then I started to think about, you know, significant births and deaths in my family. And I was a little bit suspicious of the grand narratives that I'd been handed down. So I thought about going back and reconfiguring those or revising those according to my personal experience in my family.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta Astars. I'm speaking with Ileana Rocha. Looking at her new poetry collection, Karankawa, could that be Betty Boop on the cover?
It is Betty Boop. I actually had an original idea for the book that I won't tell you because looking back, it was so terrible and very cliche. But Nancy Imers, who I work with here at Western, she was like, "You know what? That is going to give off the wrong impression of your book. Why don't you go back and look through images and see which ones speak to you?" So I was actually kind of on Google Images, and I stumbled across this artist on Etsy who takes these kind of iconic figures but repaints them with traditional, in this case, it's Dia de los Muertos makeup, so in design. And I thought it was interesting because a lot of the themes that the speakers deal with in the book are about identity, so how to exist in that little hyphenated space between being Mexican-American, right? Mm-hmm. So I thought, you know, this was like the perfect embodiment of kind of Western American traditions, kind of enmeshed with, you know, the Mexican culture that's so part of, you know, the collection.
How did you get interested in poetry? When did all of this begin for you? Did you have family members or friends who inspired you to enjoy poetry? Or
family has always been just encouraging me to read and thought that education was so important. And, you know, as a teenager, a very moody teenager.
Aren't they all?
I had always kind of felt othered. So I turned to poetry because poetry to me is an other. So it felt kind of natural for me to kind of gravitate toward, you know, toward the genre. And, you know, along with that came the weird goth phase. So I had in high school, I had my poetry and I had my goth music, and I felt that I had found my home.
Is there goth poetry in your past?
I'm sure there is in a notebook in my parents' house, and we will not be excavating that and resurfacing that.
Make sure you burn it. Somebody will. So, and then you came to Western. How'd you find your way to Kalamazoo?
That's a good question. Well, I had lived in Houston, and then I had moved to Arizona to do my master's work. And I was researching schools, and I looked at Western's program, and I looked at, you know, Bill and Nancy and the success the program has had. And I knew that I wanted to apply. And I'm just so thankful that I was selected to join this group of amazing, amazing writers.
And you're working on your PhD now?
I am. I just entered my fourth year. And if all goes well, knock on wood, I should be graduating in April.
And what is that core message or emotion or image that you want your reader to get from this collection?
Oh, that's a hard question. I think, you know, I want to think about this idea of home and this idea of identity and memory. I think those are really important themes to the collection. And, you know, the speaker in these poems struggles with those ideas and struggles with identity. And that's why, you know, transformation is such an important action in the collection. So I think overall, having a thinking about modern day myth making and how we create and construct our own myths out of compelling personal experience.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Ileana Rocha, the author of Karankawa. Visit WMUK.org to hear our complete interview. And join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.